Hello, everyone, and welcome to Day 6 of Jesus Revealed Season 2. And as we all know by now, Season 2 specifically focuses on Jesus Revealed in purpose. And why we say that is because we believe, and from what we have seen, even over the past 5 days, is how prevalent and how saturated, if I can put it that way, Jesus is in all of life and all of purpose. And for today, our topic really just focuses on the baptism of Jesus, and specifically then what that means regarding being anointed for purpose. And for that, I'm joined by none other than another alumni of Season 1, a returnee. Should we call you a return soldier? No. But a soldier nevertheless.
Yeah, a soldier, yeah, in the kingdom.
Nevertheless. Amen. Pastor Ron, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you and welcome to the Season 2.
Thank you so much, Minister Zintle, for having me for the Season 2.
Yeah.
We had an awesome time in Season 1.
That's right.
I know that we're also going to have a blessed one within Season 2.
Amen. Amen. I trust God for that as well.
Amen.
So today our scripture reference is Matthew 3 from verse 16 to 17. So I'm going to read it as it is. So it goes as follows. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Pastor Ronnie, there is a lot to think through on this passage. And maybe before we get to the applications and everything, maybe let's reflect on what we've just read.
Yes, you know, when I was actually reading through that particular scripture, there's so much that came out of it.
Mm.
Because that speaks so much about when Jesus' ministry actually started.
Yeah.
That we all know the story that prior to that, he could do nothing.
Yeah.
That also references us as well, that prior with our walk with Christ, we could do nothing. But when mm-hmm. we dig deeper into the scripture in itself, there is so much that we can derive that we can also apply back into our own lives. That eventually, as we read the scripture, it says, as soon. Now, that is like at a click of a finger that it happened, that as soon as he came out, as soon as he was baptized, and he came, the word of God says, and he went out of the water.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God descended like a dove unto him.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to picture and visualize that, Minister Zintle, that you can only imagine that as soon as you yourself accepted Christ and through the baptism period, baptism process, it's only then that the light bulbs actually came through.
Yeah.
So now with Jesus, that's the start of his ministry, because when it says we saw the Spirit of God come upon him, that should also tell you, when you accepted Christ and you went through the baptism, the Spirit of God came upon you. You might have not known at that particular time, but it is a walk that we had to go through. Jesus had to go through this particular walk for 3 years for him to actually showcase the powers that came upon him, right? Yeah. It is the Spirit of God that empowered him. And now the same Spirit that empowered Christ then is the same Spirit that empowers us today.
Amen.
That same Spirit is still available to me and you, Minister Zintle. It is up to me and you to understand what it is that God wants us to do in his kingdom.
Yeah.
What is the purpose that God has called us to be? It doesn't necessarily mean that when you go through baptism, you will know instantly what God has called you for.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for that outlay, Pastor Ron. And sure, that's very, very powerful. Now, I want you to just consider then the practical applications of this, and maybe bringing us to our lives. So there are a couple of things that you did touch on around baptism. And I think in this context as well, it's also the anointing element in the life of a believer. And what are just those implications when you are walking then in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the baptism, or maybe then the anointing then of God for your life.
Yeah, when I look back at that, you can only imagine, right, in that particular period.
Yeah.
The one moment God is saying, "This is my son, whom." You know, I'm well pleased in. So it tells me that when you were also baptized, it also came to the fore that Christ and God standing and looking down on you and say, "This is my son whom I am well pleased in," because you've gone through the same thing. And then within an instant, within the next verse, now you find that the same son that God said, "I'm well pleased in him." Yeah. Now the same son also now goes through the element of temptation. Because that tells me that when God said, "I'm well pleased in you," instantly the devil was also there.
Sure.
When you went through the baptism and you received the anointing, you received the giftings, the devil is also there. He knows exactly what God has called you to do.
Yeah.
And he will not relinquish that control that easily. You will go through the trials and temptation. You will go through the trials that even Jesus faced, because that already is a type and a shadow to show us that even though you do receive me, even though you will have the powers, you will still face the elements that I have faced.
Yeah.
But it is up to you how you're going to come out of that. Amen. Now, you need to understand that when Jesus came out, the whole temptation element in that, then his powers kicked in fully.
Yeah.
And he was able to showcase why he had to come and show us what God has instilled in him, what giftings God has imparted in him. Because only then could he perform the miracles that God wants him to perform. Only then did his anointing actually come to the fore.
Yeah, and when I'm thinking about that, Pastor Ron, I'm also just thinking around him, that affirmation that he received, or maybe in another word, the acceptance that was witnessed by everyone that was there in him being affirmed as the Son of God.
Yeah.
What you said earlier was that that experience that Jesus went through is the same thing that's happening to us.
Yeah.
Once we have been baptized and we've received the anointing from God.
Mm.
Now, what influence and impact does that have when it comes to, or when we think about issues of our purpose?
Mm. Now, we need to understand, whatever anointing that we're carrying, whatever gifting that we're carrying is aligned with the will of God.
Yes, yes.
It cannot operate in isolation.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you said that the affirmation that we get from God is not an instant thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're just going to be able to show it willy-nilly. It is a walk.
Yes.
You have to walk through the through this particular walk that God has called you. It's only then that you need to seek it. Because it is God that called you.
Amen.
It is God that chose you. You did not choose him. He chose you.
Yeah.
It is God who knew you even before you were fashioned and even before you were formed in your mother's womb. So God already knows where he's taking you. But it is the acceptance part. You need to accept the gifting that God has placed upon your life. But that doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
You need to walk with God for the Holy Spirit to start revealing into you what the gifting is that God has given unto you.
Amen.
Only then are you able to walk in power. You are able to walk in the fullness of the giftings that God has rightfully given to you.
Yeah.
Now, the more you use the giftings that God has given you, the more he's able to showcase and give you more. Because the word of God says, you need to desire the good gifts as per 1 Corinthians. This is what Paul said.
Yes,
you need
desire
the good gifts. So the more you showcase the elements of whatever God has imparted in you, because out of the fivefold ministry, you need to showcase. The more you showcase the one, the more God can use you. It is the willingness.
Yeah.
It is the acceptance that I am being called by God. And once you start accepting and embracing that, are you able to walk in the power that God has given unto you?
Sure. Thank you so much for that, Pastor Ron. And I think I'm now just looking at everyone who is either in the beginning stages of that walk or they're in process of it. And these, my assumption is that these are post-baptized people. Yes, anointed by God, but it's still that process of finding where they need to be. What do you have to say for someone like that? And even just maybe reflecting on your ministry and your walk even.
God will take you through a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
So you need to discover your journey and your giftings. And the giftings do not come by chance.
Yeah.
Because God wants you to activate it. God wants you to walk in those powers that he's given you. Just like Jesus. Because mm-hmm. Jesus said, the same things that I am doing, you can do greater.
Yes.
It means that the power is still within us. We are the body of the Holy. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the Holy Amen. Spirit dwells within us. And the Holy Spirit has to come to the fore.
Yeah.
Remember that the flesh has to come under subjection of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And that's only when the Holy Spirit is able to do what the Holy Spirit wants to do. So there's a couple of things that you need to do, right?
Yeah.
That you need to walk with Christ. You need to have a relationship. You need to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You need to have a relationship with the Lord God so that you can gain that revelation where God is taking you, what God wants you to do. That
yeah.
everything that we're doing is not something that we're doing out of the flesh,
yeah.
but we're doing it out of the Spirit. You need to understand you're an anointed being. And you being an anointed being, everything is not going to come easily. You have
yes,
to desire,
yes.
desire those sure. giftings so that you can understand where you operate in.
Yeah.
God has instilled in us giftings. Everybody has got a gifting that God wants to use. But it is you that needs to want what God has inside of you
yeah.
so that you can showcase it to the world.
I love that. I love that. And maybe as a just as a closing, Pastor Ron, I'm really going to push you a bit just to reflect a bit on your walk as well, in just how you found yourself in where you are now and how then God called you and anointed you and set you apart for this particular journey that you're on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it is amazing that when we were called, we were still in the world.
Yeah.
None of us understood the giftings that was within us. But like I said, it is a journey that you had to walk through. And the journey had never been easy in itself.
Yeah. yeah.
You needed to dig deep inside you. You needed to have that relationship with the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can start revealing to you where you are going to and where he wants you to be at a particular time. And when that happened, there was a breaking.
Hmm.
When a breaking happens, you will no longer be the same.
Sure.
That even though you were in the world, you are not of the world.
Yeah.
God had to do something, supernaturally so that he could showcase his powers within you, that all the people that knew you, how you were walking then, they must understand that you are no longer the same.
Yeah.
That the power that is within you is not your own, but it is the Holy Spirit that is inside of you. There is a breaking, there's a separation that needs to take place.
Yeah.
Because now you walk in the Spirit and not according to the flesh.
Right.
And
that's right.
Like I said, you know, you need to go through the element of finding yourself that, God, where are you taking me?
Yeah.
What is it? What have you anointed his hands to do? And once you start, you know, operating in that particular element, you start to understand that God already had a purpose for me even before I knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
And with me, when it happened, it is an element of understanding the anointing that was placed upon my life.
Yeah.
That I saw it and I still started seeing God moving.
Hmm.
How it happened is you start to understand that when you start praying for people and you see the power of God starting to move, that's then you realize that, listen, this anointing that is upon my life is not something that I have to play with.
Yeah.
This is something that is meant for the kingdom.
Sure.
That God places certain giftings within you that are not for you.
Yeah.
Those giftings are for his people, that you need to showcase the power of God at work within you so that when people see you and they understand and they come into contact with the anointing that God has placed upon you, that they know that God is still in the business of miracles, that you are not walking alone. That the same God, same God that anointed Christ back then is the same God that has anointed your pastor, that he must walk in that power so that they can be beneficiaries of the miracles that God God is doing at any given time.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ron. Thank you so much for just sharing that and sharing your testimony and just unpacking just that period of the baptism anointing and even purpose and even reflecting on your life on that. So God bless you, Pastor Ron. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for then staying tuned and listening to us. We trust that this was a blessing. And wherever you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe from whichever platform that you are listening to us on this. So across the social media platforms, on Meta, on YouTube, and all the other podcast channels that maybe you would listen to this to. And so God bless you and see you next episode on Jesus Revealed in Purpose.
Amen.